We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last two lines of Mem Beis Amud Beis. We learned yesterday that we paskin like Rav Gamil, that if people were on a boat and they went out of the tchum in the boat, they went towards the middle of the ocean and they were out of their tchum, the original tchum of Shabbos. So the halacha is you go out of your tchum, you can't move more than 4 amos. But here we're talking about a big boat, a big ship, and the boat itself could be 1,000 amos long. It was a big cruise ship. And the question is, could you walk around the whole ship, which is 1,000 amos? So Rav Gamil said, the whole ship, since it has a wall around it, so it's considered like Dalet Amos. And then we said so we pass in like Rav Gamil. It's like the Mishnah, Rav Gamil, and Rav Yeshua, Rav Gamil and Rav Elazar ben Azariah held, he could walk the whole thing. Rav Yeshua Rekiva holds it's only Dalet Amos. And the Gemara said that we pass in like Rav Gamil. And the shaila was why. So we had a machlekes. Rabbi says the reason is since there was Shavas in these mechitzas, since Shavas started in those mechitzas, and there was Shavas in these mechitzas, so therefore it's all considered like 4 amos. Rabbi Zera has a different reason. He says since the Sfina keeps on moving, so even if they walk around the ship, they're not really going out of the Dalet Amos because the ship keeps on moving into them to a new Dalet Amos every time it moves. And therefore, it's like the guy picked them up, put them in a new place, and therefore they're not walking out of Dalet Amos. And the more the nafkamina to the two things are, if it loses its walls, so according to Rav Zera, it's still mutter because they're moving. But according to Rava, you don't have your walls. And another nafkamina is if you go jump from one Svina to another Svina, a different ship where you're not Shavas those Avim Mechitzas. So Gemara asks Rav Zera, who says the reason is because of that it's moving from place to place, why didn't he say the Svara of Shavas Ba'ava Mechitzes? So starting from the end of the second line from the bottom, and Beza, and Beza. Rav Zera, my time alema karaba, why didn't he say like Rabba, Amalach, he'll tell you, Mechitzes lavriach, mayim asuyos. These are not regular Mechitzes. These Mechitzes, they're not like, you know, hookah for dira, they're Mechitzes. They're Mechitzes that are made to protect you from the water. And therefore, they don't have the same level, they don't have the same milo of a regular mechitza. And therefore, he holds, you don't have a svara of shavas ba'ave mechitzas. That's why Rav Zera had to come on to a new svara of moving. He doesn't agree to the svara of shavas ba'ave mechitzas when it comes to walls of a sphina. The rabbi my time alone with Rav Zera. Why didn't Rabbi say like Rav Zera's reason? Zok Gemara, you know why? Because he agrees. Mahalekas kuyam le'pligi. He holds Rav Zera's reason so good that there wouldn't be a machlokes. When the boat is moving, lekuliyama, all the Tanoim held, there's no problem walking at Dalet Amos. The whole shaila was, the whole machlokes in our Mishnah between Rav Gamil and Rav Yeshua and Rav Kiva is only when it's standing in one place. And if it's in one place, that's where the machlokes is. But when it's moving, everyone agrees, talking, not going at Dalet Amos. So therefore, you couldn't say like Rav Zera. And that's why I didn't say like Rav Zera's reason. And Taisa speaks out, Tafizah, there's no nafkamina between Rabba and Rav Zera. Because according to Rabba, when it's moving, even if it loses its walls, it's taka not also to move in Dalet Amos. And even if you go to different Svina, if it's moving, you don't go to Dalet Amos. So there's no real nafkamina comes out to Rabba and Rav Zera. There's a machlekes here, but the nafkamina you said before is not true. Because Rabba agrees, and say if it's in one place and Shavas v'Avim Mechitzas, and say if it's moving and the Mechitzas broke, that the loch is that it's not a problem to walk around it because you're not going out of Dalet Amos because he agrees that when it's moving, it's going to the new Dalet Amos every time. He agrees to that svara. So it comes out that there's machlokes Rav Zera and Rabba if there is a machlokes Rav Mishnah by Amda. According to Rav Zera, the only time Rav Gamil was matted to walk around the Sfina is only when it's moving, but by Amda not. And according to Rabba, it's the opposite. Everyone agreed that when it's moving, it's mutter to move around the whole Sfina, and the whole machlokes is why by Amda. So I'm going to bring a raya now to Rabba that the machlekes is when I was in one place. Our Mishnah is meduyik that while it's moving, there's no machlekes. Because it says in our Mishnah, a story, right after it brings in the machlekes, it brings a story. That these Tanoim came from the place called Pandersim, and the Svinam landed up in the middle of the water, and it says, Rav Gamil, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Halkos Kula, they walked around the whole boat. Rav Yeshua, Rav Kiva, Elazar, Rav Amos, they didn't go out of the 4 amos, they wrote to Lahachmer Latzman, they wanted to machmer on themselves. See, Amr Bishlam, Mahalechas, Le Pligi, if you say the Machlekes is not by Mahalechas, Hainu Diktani, Rotsu. That's why it says, Rotsu Lahachmer. If they say about, because since it was moving over here, so really they should agree, you let them move around. But they want the machmer on themselves, Dilma Omda, maybe it'll stop, and when it stops, they hold that you're not allowed to move out of your Vuamas. Therefore, they said, even when it's moving, they want to be Machmer. Eliam is Pligi, but if they're arguing, even by Mahaleches, so Hai Rotsu Lahachmer, what's the Lashon Rotsu Lahachmer? Suruhu, according to them, that's Aser. What's the Lashon Rotsu Lahachmer? It says, Rabbi Shuriki wanted to be Machmer himself. What do you mean? That's their Shita. They hold it's Aser to move out of Dal Ramas. What's Rotsu Lahachmer? It's Mashma, they want to be Machmer on something. So if you learn like Rabbah, it's good because here it's moving. So here, the Kuliyam Yilata go around the whole boat. But when it stops is when they hold its Aser. And they were Choshesh, maybe it's going to stop, so they're Machmer himself. But according to Rav Zeredi, even when it's moving is the Machlaikis, so what's Rotsu Lahachmer? It should say Aser. So Chor, it's a Raya to Rabbah. Tosis speaks out, so what does Rav Zeredi do? This sounds like a clear Raya. So Rav Zeredi, he has two pshatim. Maybe it means that they want their Machmer on their, when it says Rotsu Lahachmer, it means like their Shita. Rotsu Lahachmer Asma Kishmatayu. Or not a pshat because maybe it's lamay lamay asara. We'll see later on in the Gemara. Maybe not as far away here, which should be mutter, and that's why it says loshon rotsu lahachmer. So that's al kaponim. That's the raya. The Gemara is a raya to Rabbah. One raya. Rav Ashi has another raya. Amar Rashi, this is an amideika. The tani svina dumi dir v'sar. The Gemara compares machlekas svina to dir v'sar. We have machlekas in the Mishnah. If the goyim put you in a dir v'sar, a gamil rosa v'sar, he says mahalchas kula v'shur. Rakiv says ainli al dalad amis. And the Gemara brings a ma'aseh svina, the same machlekas. So it seems like machlekas svina is similar to dir v'sar, just like dir v'sar is in one place. The tani svina dumi dir v'sar. Ma dir v'sar the kavi is one place. Av svina nami the kviya svina also is in one place. It seems like Machlaikas is in a case where it's Kavua, it's in one place. Omalei Rav Acha Breder Rav Ravashi Hilchasa Kerav Gamiel B'Svina. Rav Acha told Rav Ashi that Halacha is like a Gamiel by Svina. So Gemara says Hilchasa Machlal the Pligi. Are you saying so it means it's Machlaikas? It says in the Mishnah Rotsu Lahachmer. How do you know it's Machlaikas? Maybe it's not even machlekes by Svina. Mishnah says Rotsu Lahachmer. Gemara says no, in it is machlekes. But Abri Yeraya, Brisa says Vatanya, Chananya Oimer Kol Oisa Yerim the whole day while they were sitting on the boat. Yoshbu Vodonu with Var Halacha, and Emesh Achriya Chiyaba in the evening. Yesterday evening they were Machriya Chiyaba Halacha Kerav Gamil B'Svina Halacha Kerav Kiva Divasar. They came out that the Halacha is a Gamil by a Svina, and even by a Medas. Even by the Machlekes is by a Medes when it's in one place, and there we pass the Gamil that you are. We pass the Gamil by Svina, Valchar Rav Akiva by Dir Vesar, and we pass the Rav Akiva by Dir Vesar. So Rashi learns that Pshat is like this. Rashi says, Halacha Gamil by Svina, Kain Svinos Shesmaleches, Lichashino Shema Omda. Mio Philips on the Pligar of Gamil, Dum Dir Vesar, and Locha Vesar Leches, Ava Omda, Hain Dir Vesar, Locha Akiva. Rashi learns that we don't pass the Gamil when it's in one place, because that's like Dir Vesar. Dir we pass the Rav Akiva. But we pass the Gamil when the Svina is moving, and we're not Choshish V'Shem Amda. But when it's in one place, Taka, we pass in Dir, like Rav Akiva, Dir Vesar. That's what he said over. Akaponim, you see, this Taka Machloikis, even when the Svina was moving, you see there is a Machloikis. And those man the Amram held was Taka Aser because of Shema Amda. The Lashon of the Mishnah was Rotsu Lahachmer Latzman, but you see from this Brisa that they held Taka was Aser because maybe it will stop. In Halacha Lamais and Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that both cases are Lakula Lamais. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafhei that if Goyim take you out and put you in a Dir V'Sar, Avadi you have Fuamis. Nastu avichavim chutzot chum. This is tough face sevav. Nastu avichavim chutzot chum. V'dira v'sar ma'arav yerecharis mekefes chayim al dira. It says there you get the whole place. Mahalachas kulay. And also says misha fligas finos b'yam. Mahalachas kulay. Hel v'shavas ba'avem mechitzas. So it says, but if there's no mechitzas, then only if it's moving, then it's fine. If it's moving, then it's also fine. So like upon we pass in lakula, but according to this brisa, we did not pass in Lakula when it was in one place. Or by Dir V'Sar, there you can't move one Dalat Amas according to this Brisa. But that's not how we pass in Lakula Maisa. Akaponim, Ad Khan, the Shailov had to learn the Machlekes, Rav Gamil, and Rav Akiva. Now we're going to go into a new discussion about Tchumim Lamay Lamaasara. Boy Rav Chanina, Yesh Tchumim Lamay Lamaasara or In Tchumim Lamay Lamaasara? The Gemara's question is, is there a Isser Tchumim when you're above 10 Tfachim off the ground? If you're 10 Tfachim off the ground, let's say you're flying in the air, are you subject to the Isser Tchumim? And it has two nafkaminas, two parts to it. First of all, are you allowed to go out of your tchum while you're lamayla ma'asara? That means if you want to go out of your 2,000 amas, just go up to above, you know, fly above 10 tefachim off the ground, and you go out of your tchum. And another halacha is that if in that area above 10 tefachim, are you kainer shvisa or not? That goes into the same shayla over here, if you're kainer shvisa above yud tefachim. So let's see this more inside. Boy Rab Chanina, Chananya. Yes, tchum lamayla ma'asara, and tchum ma'asara. Is there iser tchumim lamayla ma'asara or not? The Gemara says, Amud Gavaya Asara, if you have a platform that's 10 tefachim high, v'rachav haba, and it's 4 tefachim wide, then, lo yisab barlach, it's not a shayla, of course, you take an overpass, you know, you go on an overpass, you'll be able to go, you know, let's say you have a raised highway, if you could go out of your tchum, no. Da'ar d'smichtu, because that's a comfortable, regular road, that's not a shayla of being l'mayla ma'asara, a shayla of tchumen. Kisa Bayalach, but Amud Gvaya Asara, 10 tefachim high, but any Rachav Abba, it's not 4 tefachim wide, so it's not easy to walk on it. That's one way you can have a Shaila. Inami, because of a Kvitsa. You're flying through the air. You're flying through the air, like some jumping, but you're flying through the air. That's called a going out of Tchum, when you're Lamai Lamai Asara. So two ways. Either it's on this little thin pathway that's up 10 tefachim and it's not 4 tefachim wide, or you're flying through the air. Lishna Achrina, is a gersa, one of the gersas, besvina, you're in a boat. In a boat that's going above 10 tefachim of the ground, because you go with the ground, the earth of the water, under the water, the ground under the water, so that's above your tefachim, is that called, is that a problem going at a tchum or not? My. That's the Gemara Shal. Is there yesh tchum lemayla ma'asara or not? Then I'll give me like, for example, someone's on a plane, and Shabbos comes, and he's still on the plane. If he's kind of shvisa where he is, then when he lands, he can't go out of his Dalet Amos because he was kind of shvisa already somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean, and now he's out of his tchum. But if you say that l'mayla ma'asara, he's not kind of shvisa, so then when he lands, that's when it starts a shvisa. So he gets 2,000 amos from the place where he lands, gets much more space. That's the shaila here: is the yesh tchum l'mayla ma'asara or in tchum l'mayla ma'asara? Omar Rav Hayshia, let's bring a raya. Toshma teznar mishna ma'aser shabolim pal derisrin v'figas v'nios v'yam. The Chacham came from Paldeis, and the Sfina landed on the middle of the water. And it says, the whole Shiloh there, that in the middle of the water, could they walk around the whole boat or not? So it seems like we assume that they were kind of Shvisa. We see that there's an Isser Trumen. You see there's an Isser Trumen. We're handling here, Isser Trumen here. See, Yaron Bishlama, Yesh Trumen, the Isser Trumen, the Ma'ilam HaSar, Meshamachi Racho. Therefore, Rav Yishur and Kiva wanted a Machmer, and they said, I can't go out of my Dalet Amos because they hold there's an Isser Trumen. Eli Amris ain't Trumulim, there's no Issa Trumulim Lamayla Ma'asara, my Ratsu, why didn't Machmer? They're in the area, there's no Issa Trumulim, they're above Asara. They're in a boat above Asara Tvachim. Most boats, like Rashi says, the Stam Svina goes above 10 Tvachim off the ground. It goes in much deeper water than 10 Tvachim. Some of our answers, G'dom Rava, we're talking about that was the case, it was a boat that was going in the mud and it was touching the ground, and therefore, very low water, and therefore less than Asara. Hachinami, just like he says it in a certain place, Malachas Berakak. Here also, Malachas Berakak, talking about a case, but it was Malachas Berakak. Toshima, another raya. Pamachas, in our Mishnah, says, Le'nichnesu la'om namat shechashecha. They didn't get to the port until it got dark, and the question was, we're in the tchum. When it got dark, were they in the tchum of the city already? So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel looked ahead, and he saw that they were in the tchum. So what's the shaila? Yeah, Rav Shlomo, yes, tchumim shaper. But Eli Amar says, ain't tchum. V'yol ain't tchum l'mayla ma'asara. Ki lo yinim v'soich tchum. I have. What's if they weren't in the tchum? They weren't kind of shvisi. They were above asara. Amar Rav Malachas Verakak. They were going in low water. They were in low water. They were in the water that was very close to the ground. Therefore, there was intent to welcome to the ground. So it's not a raya if tchum l'mayla ma'asara or not. Tashma, let's start bringing our raya. It says, "Hani shev shmeitza d'smarim v'tzafra v'shapsa kameid rav chista besura." There was these seven shmeitzas, seven drushes that was said. It was in the sugya of treifis. Actually, look at the marachulin. It was said in the morning, v'shapsa Shabbos morning kameid rav chista besura in the city of Sura, which is in Bavel. V'hadi panya shapsa later on that afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, it was said a kameid rava from Medisa. It was said in front of Rava. In Pompadiso, Rabba in Pompadiso. So Manamino, who said this seven Shtiklach Torah in two places that were very far away, had to get to one place in our place? Lav Elio Amrino, wasn't Elio and Avi, probably was Elio and Avi. And Achar Elio and Avi is a Yid, he's not like go from out of his Tchum. So what must be? He's flying through the air, and flying through the air is no Isser, Tchum L'mayla Ma'asara. Ama in Tchum L'mayla Ma'asara. And since he flew through the air, there's no Isser, Tchum. Lo, you know, maybe there is Isser, Tchum L'mayla Ma'asara. Who said the Shir? It's also to go out of the Tchum. Dilma Yosef Shida Emrenu. Maybe it's Yosef Shida. Yosef Shida is sounds like maybe a shade, and he doesn't keep Shabbos. Rashi says Leminta Shabbos. He didn't keep Shabbos. So really, is it Isser Tchum L'mayla Ma'asara? And how did he do it? He doesn't keep Shabbos. It was Yosef Shida who said the Shurim, and he does not keep Shabbos. He does not keep Shabbos, and therefore, there's no problem him saying the Shir in two different places. And therefore, there was no problem him saying the Shir in two different places. Now, you're going to ask me a question, Telchaira, how does Elio Novi always go from one bris to another bris on Shabbos? It's a problem of Truman. It's a problem with Tchumim. The world hears mashba that if Elio, we're a problem with Tchumim. It's being a right, from there. Ain't Tchumim l'mayla ma'asar. Why don't we bring a right from every bris? So the Chassam Sofer answers that if that Elio Navi comes to every bris, it's not his guf. Just the neshama of Elio Navi comes to every bris. And that pasha, there's no din Tchumim on a neshama. It doesn't have any hilcha Shabbos on a neshama. But this Elio Navi, who said over the shiurim here in these two places, that was Elio Navi beguf. It was Elio Navi in his regular guf. And his regular guf, a regular person, then he has to keep all the Hilchos Shabbos. When Elio Navi comes in a regular guf, we'll see in a second about coming when Mashiach comes also, when they come as Mashiach or come as Elio Navi, then it has to keep all the Hilchos Shabbos. But Mashiach, when it comes to a bris, where just the neshama, there doesn't have to keep all the Hilchos Shabbos.